Thanks for pressing play. You're listening to Lockhead on Marketing, the podcast for entrepreneurs, marketing executives, and category designers with a different mind. In this episode, we're presenting Christopher's partner, friend, collaborator, and brother from another mother, Eddie Yoon, breaking down how to do a legendary marketing lightning strike with the Tesla Cybertruck as a textbook example. Eddie is the category design guru to the S&P 500, and he's written more about category design in the Harvard Business Review than anyone else, alive or dead. If you want more amazing insights like these, and why wouldn't you, then weigh anchor and set sail for categorypirates.com and sign up for the newsletter today. Arr. Now, hey-ho, let's go.
This is Lockhead on Marketing, the podcast that helps you develop the lens for what makes legendary marketing legendary. Hosted by Christopher Lockhead, three-time CMO, godfather of category design, and a high school dropout, who the Marketing Journal calls one of the best minds in marketing, and The Economist calls off-putting to some.
The design is so polarizing. You either hate it or you love it. Either way, word of mouth is generated. Let's talk about lightning strikes. Lightning strikes have four critical ingredients. Number one, lightning strikes should be a profit center and not an expense. Remember, we always say that marketing that does not drive revenue, category potential, or market cap is just arts and crafts, and lightning strikes are no different. Secondly, lightning strikes should be a strike and not a spread, meaning don't peanut butter or cream cheese it over the whole course of the year and just kind of dilute your effect all over the place. No, you want it to be a clear point in time, very fast, in and out, and you're gone. But secondly, also in a very specific area so that you get maximum lift and exposure in that area without having to spend too much. Thirdly, it should have a multiplier effect or word of mouth. It must be engineered to generate word of mouth that lasts beyond the event itself. And how do we do that? You want to do a couple of things. You want to have a stunt or a fight, or you want to give away something. These are things that people tell friends, oh, go check out the fight. Oh, go check out this crazy thing. Or they're giving away a whole bunch of stuff. Either of them work. And then lastly, you want to take care and to be a hitchhiker or a hijacker. You want your lightning strike to take advantage of some broader thing where you take over the conversation and has already a built-in audience that you can piggyback right onto. So let's use the Tesla Cybertruck as an example of all of these things. Number one, the Cybertruck as a lightning strike has been great because it is a profit center in more ways than one. Profit centers can be both from the product itself. And so the Cybertruck, obviously, great marketing, great halo effect for the broader Tesla, but you can buy one if you can get access on the reservation line and you buy one of the foundation ones, the most expensive tri-motor ones out there. So every time it's out there, it screams Tesla, look at how different we are, but it's something that makes money as well. Secondly, it is a profit center from a business model perspective because the product itself represents massive breakthroughs from a manufacturing standpoint. 48-volt wiring versus 12-volt, which means much smaller, fewer, and less heavy wires to make massive amounts of space and much more lighter from a weight perspective and much faster connectivity within the car, which is critically important as it's a computer on wheels. Secondly, it's a totally different casting molding versus different pieces that are assembled together at the last minute. It's modeled after how they make Hot Wheels, which are massive casting of an exoskeleton of steel that they fold over so that A, it is a much more powerful and strong and durable set of material so that you can run a shopping cart into it and nothing will scratch it. And B, it doesn't require paint, saving time and money in the production process. So it is a manufacturing breakthrough of massive proportions. And the Cybertruck is not just about the money that it'll make, but likely sets up the technology and manufacturing for the next generation $25,000 or $30,000 car. Thirdly, it has a multiplier effect, largely because the design is so polarizing. You either hate it or you love it. So it effectively becomes a stunt or a fight. People are always talking about it, and opinions are drawn and people are arguing all over social media, this is the ugliest thing I've ever seen, or this is the most amazing thing that I've ever seen. And yet, either way, word of mouth is generated. It generates far more advertising and word of mouth wherever it goes. And they are actually finding that effect as they spread it around to different areas where it is striking in one part of a zip code and then move to another. Even having in China, where the Cybertruck is not street legal. Imagine having a lightning strike in a market where you cannot sell the product itself. But in part, they're trying to see if they can gauge the demand and buzz that they might have. So whether or not they do make a street legal version that's going to be slightly smaller. And then lastly, you want to be a hitchhiker or a hijacker off a major, larger trend. One of the most fascinating things with the Apple Pro Vision launch that has come out now is all of the digital word of mouth that's being spread on Twitter or X from the people who are using the Apple Pro Vision while driving a Cybertruck. And so Cybertruck is drafting off of the Apple launch. It's drafting off of everything else because it is such a well-designed lightning strike on those four areas. One, it's a profit center, both on the product and the business model. Secondly, it's a strike versus being spread. They're hitting different showrooms in different cities in different countries and then moving on. So it's a word of mouth, limited time effect. Thirdly, the multiplier effect and word of mouth. It is a stunt or a fight everywhere it goes, whether you think it's beautiful or ugly. And then lastly, a total hitchhiker and hijacker, so it stays relevant beyond. And that, my friends, is a successful lightning strike.